It's 10 trivia questions on Baby Yoda. Well, technically babies and Yoda, but hey, no big spoilers. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. It is Disney Plus Day. Every Tuesday on the show, we will be highlighting something from Disney Plus, whether it's Star Wars or Disney or Marvel or maybe Jeff Goldblum related. You never know, but there's tons of content on there, and I am all caught up on The Mandalorian. 4 episodes in, I love it. I'm just a casual Star Wars fan, but I think it is a really, really fun show to watch, and I can't wait to see where the next 4 episodes take us. Today's episode is about babies and Yoda, to touch on the idea of The Mandalorian. But don't worry, if you're not caught up, there are no huge spoilers. If you've been on the internet anytime in the last month, you will know that Baby Yoda is a thing. So if I'm ruining that for you, I apologize, but that's about as spoilery as this episode will get. Other cool stuff I'm watching on the old streaming services would be the following. Here's a quick list. Castle Rock, we got all caught up on that. Season 2, I like a lot better than season 1. I just think it's a more interesting story, some more interesting characters, and you have a better idea of what's going on, and a cool tie-in to some other things from the past. So digging Castle Rock season 2, and I was very reluctant to watch it at all because of how season 1 left me going, I don't know what this was about. Another show I've mentioned that we're still watching is called Life in Pieces on CBS. It's a Hulu added sitcom from CBS, so they only have a few CBS things on there. But this show is hilarious. It's really, really funny. It's 4 short stories in sitcom format, and they all kind of go together, and it's just about like 3 separate families. It's kind of like Modern Family, very similar, without the modern spin, probably. But really funny show. If you're looking for a sitcom that kind of slipped by, really like that show. I think there's 5 seasons, and 3 or 4 of them are on Hulu. And then I've been watching Episodes, which is that Matt LeBlanc show on, it was on, I think, BBC or Showtime. One of those 2, and now they're all on Netflix, so I'm trying to watch that, and I dig that show because it's a good mix of what I like about British shows and American shows, so check that one out if you've never seen Episodes. And then, of course, The Great British Baking Show. Almost caught up on that. I think I'm 2 episodes behind, or maybe it's done. I don't know. Maybe I'm more behind than I thought, but I think there are 5 contestants left on the episode that I just watched, so still a few more episodes to go, at least, if there are new ones to come out. So that's where I'm at in the world of streaming stuff. Hopefully I'll finish all that stuff this month and I could jump into the new year fresh. What are you watching? What are you liking? What are you digging? What are you DVRing? If you still have a DVR, let me know in a social media post or a tweet or a DM. Slide in wherever you need to and let me know what you're watching. And maybe we'll highlight some of those shows on a future episode of this show. If you like trivia, please leave us a review for this trivia podcast. That would be so cool on iTunes or wherever you listen to the show. Or if you play live trivia with me somewhere in Southern California, I would love for you to leave a Yelp review. That would be very, very cool of you. And you can find me, just search Trivia with Buds Yelp on just about anything and you'll come across it. All right, guys, bunch of fun stuff out of the way. So now we're going to jump into the meat of the episode, which is trivia, of course. 10 questions on babies and Yoda. Every other question will be about something baby related or something Yoda related. Here we go. All right, babies and Yoda, here's question number 1. Of the 5 senses, which is the first sense that babies develop? Question number 1, of the 5 senses, which of the first senses do babies develop? Number 1. Question number 2, how many years old was Yoda when he died? Question number 2, how many years old was Yoda when he died? Question number 3, though it's called a diaper in the U.S., what is the more common U.K. slang for diaper? Number 3, what do they call a diaper in the U.K.? Number 3. Question number 4, what 2-word rank did Yoda hold for much of the last decades of the Republic? Number 4, what 2-word rank did Yoda hold for much of the last decades of the Republic? Question number 5, who did the voice of the baby in the hit animated film Boss Baby? Who did the voice of the baby in Boss Baby? Number 5. Question number six, in what film does Yoda have a rapid lightsaber battle with Count Dooku? Number six, in what film does Yoda have a rapid lightsaber battle with Count Dooku? Number seven, what girl group had the hit song Be My Baby in 1963? Number seven, what girl group had the hit song Be My Baby in 1963? Three more questions to go on this quiz, and we're jumping into number eight. Number eight, what color are Yoda's eyes? Number eight, what color are Yoda's eyes? Question number nine, the Baby Ruth candy bar was supposedly named after which president's daughter? The Baby Ruth candy bar was supposedly named after which president's daughter? And question number 10, Baby Yoda helps the Mandalorian retrieve what from a Mudhorn's cave in the second episode of the series? What do they retrieve from a Mudhorn's cave in the second episode of the series? Those are your 10 questions on babies and Yoda. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. And hey, in the meantime, if you haven't seen The Mandalorian, go watch it. It's awesome. And here come the answers for babies and Yoda. Hopefully you had fun playing along with this quiz inspired by the new series The Mandalorian on Disney+. Question number one, of the five senses, which is the first sense that babies develop, that would be hearing. They can hear you before anything. That's why I always tell you to read to a baby when it's in the mom's tummy. Number one. Number two, how many years old was Yoda when he died? Spoiler alert, Yoda dies in Empire Strikes Back. 900, exactly. He was 900 years old. I hope I live to be, I was going to say 90, but that's even pretty old. I don't know. Hopefully I'm a nice, decent age. Number three, though it's called a diaper in the U.S., what is the common U.K. slang for a diaper? According to a baby shower trivia site I was on, it's called a nappy. And I Googled it. Is that right? Listeners in the UK, a nappy? Do you go change a nappy? Is that what you would do? I don't know. Maybe that's real. Maybe this website's just messing with me, like Daryl with gang slang and Michael on The Office. I don't know. But the answer I found was nappy, N-A-P-P-Y. Number four, what two-word rank did Yoda hold for much of the last decades of the Republic? He was Grand Master of the Jedi Council. Grand Master. Number five, who did the voice of the baby in the hit animated film Boss Baby? Alec Baldwin, 30 Rock's famous Alec Baldwin. Number five, number six, in what film does Yoda have a rapid lightsaber battle with Count Dooku? That's episode 2, Attack of the Clones, and that is a crazy scene. The first time you see it, he kind of walks in and he sees a shadow and he's hobbling, and then all of a sudden he is in this fast ass fight, and it's super fun, and I should go back and watch those. I'm going to watch all the episodes in the next month or so, because I have them on the Disney Plus, and I am going to binge them, and I'm sure I'll fast forward a lot of stuff, but I will definitely not fast forward this lightsaber battle. Number seven, what girl group had the hit song Be My Baby in 1963? That was the Ronettes, girl group, the Ronettes. Number eight, what color are Yoda's eyes? They match his skin. Green, green eyes. Number nine, the Baby Ruth candy bar was supposedly named after which president's daughter? Grover Cleveland, and his daughter, Ruth Cleveland, I'm guessing. And number 10, Baby Yoda helps the Mandalorian retrieve what from a Mudhorn's cave in the second episode of the series? Not super spoilery there, but a plot point. Nonetheless, it is an egg for the Jawas, Mudhorn egg. So there you go. Those are your 10 questions for today's episode. I hope you had fun playing along. And now it's time for one more question in the form of the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What network airs the comedy Bless This Mess? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Colonel Mustard, the name of the character in Clue. That's the yellow token. And your trivia team name of the day is Milwaukee Talkies. Never heard that one before. Found it on a website. Thought it was pretty fun. Milwaukee Talkies. Perfect if you live in Wisconsin. Guys, check out Funky Monkey Designs at fmdesignsinc.com. And don't forget, save 25% site-wide this holiday season doing all your pop culture friend and family shopping. Buds25, BUDDS25, on drewblank.com. This guy makes the best pop culture art around. Grab some Office, Parks and Rec, Big Lebowski, Bill Murray, and horror icon coloring books for the ones you love, along with a bunch of cool stuff. He actually has a Baby Yoda wooden cutout. And I think they're 35, 55, but they're really cool. Check them out. DrewBlank.com, Baby Yoda. They're called Deskmates, and they have a little stand on them. And it's like a wooden piece of art from my friend Drew. So check that out and save 25% using the code BUDS25. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once, with like basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.